Blog Talk Radio.
May be a good thing in interior design. Hello all, and welcome to the One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show. I'm Pam. I remember different tables around my grandmother's house when we were growing up. Not large in size, these tables were always covered with a sheet. You know, my young mind told me they were sheets. At the end of the couch or near the front room window, holding a lamp or on a table near my grandfather's chair, holding his coffee cup and saucer. Back in those days, they used saucers. These makeshift cardboard tables made life a little simpler for my grandparents. My grandmother dressed that cardboard as pretty as she could, and I have never forgotten it. So when I discovered those tables now had a name in present day and fit into interior design, I was a happy camper. That, in fact, it was my grandmother's cardboard table style that had made it into the mainstream. Now known as decorative tables made of particle board, the table can be found being used in a number of homes in a number of ways. These simple, inexpensive tables take the place of their expensive counterparts and create one heck of a design, covered in fabric that matches the room's decor design and its hue. When you need an end table, a little something-something to hold a lamp in front of the picture window like my grandmother's, you can find these decorative tables at retail outlets like Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, Wayfair, and, of course, Walmart and Target. They offer versatility, allowing you to change at will. In her book, Decorating Idea Book, Heather Paper says of these little particle board gems that they provide the homeowner with a change of pace and really who does not like to be able to change up every now and again? We change our style of clothing often. We don't always wear the same thing. Why not cater to ways that allow us to do the same in our homes, in our living rooms, in our bedrooms, in our family rooms? Available in round, oval, and square, the particle board decor tables can be dressed to suit. Some have shelves at the bottom. Some have glass tops on the top. The coverings are usually floor length and covers the entire top and bottom. But then there's those rebels. You know those rebels. They just like the way that the particle board looks, and they work that as-is look into the room's decor and add items to the shelves because some have shelves to extend that design. Paper calls the particle board decorative tables a trick of the trade. I call it a homeowner's dream. Who does not like change, like I said a few minutes ago? Design on the low. If you are on the programming page for this episode, you will see the tables dressed the way they look at the store and sometimes being used as people use them. All these options are available for as little as $9.96. Yep. Have I told you guys how much I really do love redesign? I do. You can hear more redesign tips from One Designer, Two Ideas on Monday nights during our full-length show at 7:30. This coming Monday, we will focus on the kitchen during our show, The Island Life. If you have ever wanted a ready-to-cook kitchen, please listen. We will even hear from a professional chef, my friend Tony, to see what professionals say we need in our working kitchen. And at the end of the show, maybe there'll be a recipe. So please plan to join us. Then we will be right back here next Thursday for another Decor Short and Preview Show. Well, thank you for joining me tonight. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. While the Decor Short may be short in time, it will never be short in substance. Good night, all.